From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Day 50 and the Gulf oil spill continues to expand. Officials confirm plumes are lurking deep in the water, even as a BP system manages to collect more crude than before. The plumes are said to be dozens of miles from the broken well that's been gushing oil off the Louisiana coast since late April. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's been monitoring the spill response, says the weather could be a challenge in the coming days.
The weather may become a little bit of a factor over the next couple of days. It's been out of the south-southeast at about 10 to 15 knots for some period of time, which has tended to move the oil up towards Mississippi, Alabama, and the panhandle of Florida. That's going to be slightly less, and there's a current to the west that may kind of hold it where it's at right now. But we're watching that very, very closely.
President Obama, meanwhile, just back from his third tour of affected Gulf Coast communities, is trying to reassure Americans that in addition to speaking with officials, he's been getting feedback straight from the people most affected, such as watermen.
I don't sit around just talking to experts because this is a college seminar. We talk to these folks because they potentially had the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
President Obama in an interview with NBC's Today Show. Americans are voting in 12 states holding primaries or runoffs. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, women are prominent in nearly all of them.
In California, women are the frontrunners in both the Republican gubernatorial and Senate primaries. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina is running for the chance to face Democratic incumbent Senator Barbara Boxer. And former eBay chief Meg Whitman is leading in her bid to run for governor against former Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. In Nevada, Tea Party-backed conservative Sharon Angle is battling former state party chair Sue Loudon to take on Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid in the fall. In South Carolina, the Republican frontrunner for the GOP gubernatorial nomination is Nikki Haley. On the Democratic side, there's a runoff primary in Arkansas, where the incumbent Senator Blanche Lambert Lincoln faces Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter for the Democratic Senate nomination. Lincoln is trying to avoid becoming the third incumbent senator this year to be denied their party's nomination. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
The Vatican says Pope Benedict XVI may issue an apology for sex abuses committed by priests. The statement could come before the end of a three-day rally tomorrow, capping the Roman Catholic Church's year-long celebration of priesthood. But the Women's Ordination Conference says the Vatican ought not to be celebrating if it's ignoring priests who hurt children and families. Six groups that promote the ordination of women protested in St. Peter's Square today. U.S. stocks continue to gain ground at last check. The Dow is up 65 points at 9,881. NASDAQ down 10 at 2164. This is NPR News. Denver utility workers will spend today assessing physical damage to a substation that exploded last night. Flames shot as high as 70 feet near downtown Denver around 6:30. It knocked out power to more than 30,000 people and forced a hospital to evacuate. The temperature in the Denver area had reached 94 degrees, reportedly making it the hottest day yet this year. Tens of thousands of American troops may be struggling with brain injuries caused by explosions, yet military doctors have not diagnosed or treated many of them. That's the conclusion of an investigation by NPR and ProPublica. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has more.
The nation's leaders started to promise 3 years ago that they would do everything they could to help troops with what they call mild traumatic brain injuries, TBIs. Senator Barack Obama made it part of his presidential campaign.
We need to dramatically improve screening and treatment for the other signature injury of the war, traumatic brain injury. That's why I passed measures in the Senate.
But our investigation found that military doctors routinely miss troops with TBIs, partly because many were never trained to diagnose brain injuries. Second, even when they do diagnose TBIs, that crucial information often never gets into the troops' medical records. Evidence suggests that, as a result, thousands of troops have received little or no treatment for long-term side effects, from memory loss to problems thinking. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
The deadly tornado that tore through northwest Ohio over the weekend was stronger than previously thought. National Weather Service says a twister may have been a Category 4, the second highest level of intensity. Five people were killed in the storm. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.